The numbers are in, or at least some of the numbers. Presidential candidates closed the books on their first quarter fundraising this weekend, and since then, most of the major candidates have announced how much they raised. As NPR's Peter Overby explains, the numbers they put out were carefully selected for maximum impact.
Here's the quick rundown of how much the campaigns raised in the first quarter of 2007. All of these numbers are in millions. Among the Democratic candidates, Senator Hillary Clinton, $26 million, former Senator John Edwards, $14 million, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, $6 million, Senator Chris Dodd, $4 million, and Senator Joe Biden, $3 million. Senator Barack Obama apparently is waiting for a day of his own to announce his totals. And in the Republican contest, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, $21 million, plus two more from his own pocket, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, $15 million, and Senator John McCain, not quite, $13 million. With 9 months to go before real voters make real choices, this numbers game is the scorecard for all of the candidates, and none more so than Clinton. Her goal is a sense of inevitability, and yesterday her campaign sought to lay down a marker for all to see. Campaign manager Patty Solis Doyle joined other Clinton campaign leaders on a crowded conference call with reporters, a call filled with superlatives.
We are completely overwhelmed and gratified by the historic support that we've gotten this quarter thus far.
By contrast, McCain's campaign admitted disappointment at trailing Romney and Giuliani. But everyone else was upbeat, at least for now, in public. A fuller picture of the money race won't come until April 15th, when the official campaign finance reports are filed at the Federal Election Commission. Until then, everything is spin. For instance, regardless of how much Clinton, Obama, and Edwards have raised, how much can each of them spend in the primaries? It's a real question, because these three Democrats are soliciting money for the primaries and for the general election. A donor can put up to $2,300 into each account. But the general election money can't be used for the primaries. It can't be used until the fall of 2008. So right now, it really counts only to make the grand total look more grand. Edwards' campaign says that of his $14 million, only about $1 million is for the general. But Clinton's campaign isn't giving a breakdown of her total $26 million. And if a lot of that is general election money, it could change impressions fast.
I don't know if it's going to backfire.
But Fred Wertheimer, head of the campaign reform group Democracy 21, adds this caveat.
Until we find out how much of Senator Clinton's $26 million is available to be used in the primaries, we will not know how much of a financial advantage she has for the primary election.
And there's one other potential pitfall in all of this spin. Massey Rich at the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics says that everyone might be making too much of the money chase.
And that the more you talk about your money and the more you measure your viability by money, the less the public is going to take to that message.
So that could be a concern. But right now, candidates are more concerned about how their cash stacks up against that of their rivals. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.